Thursday it has been, my friends, and I don't know. It's I guess what a long, strange day it's been, what a long, strange trip it has been, and we'll kind of discuss that one a little bit later. Good evening. Welcome to a Tuesday night installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You are listening to us live on this sixth day of September 2011 right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My apologies for not being able to join John and Bob and Robbie in the last hour, but business called and, you know, first things first. You've got a client on the line that has to be dealt with. And so I'm sure that I've got a couple of emails from some folks that are taking advantage of our gold offering for the week. It's been over a month since I even had a gold offering that we've actually taken to the airwaves. That's number one. Number two, the particular offer we made, which we'll talk about later in the program, has not been made since July the 19th, at which time gold was over, what, $300, almost $400 lower? Woo! Wow. Interesting stuff. Well, September ambles on. Dow Jones Industrial down 101 points today to close at 11,139. NASDAQ down 7 at 2474. S&P 500 off 9 at 1165. The global Dow down 16 at 1802. Oil up 50 cents a barrel in the after hours at 86.52 a barrel. Gold is flat right now, but in effect down about $30 from where it was yesterday. Why? I don't know. Huge shakeup at Bank of America. The month of September is starting out kind of rough, and a lot of interesting things going on. According to one particular commentary, both the S&P and NASDAQ are failing their tests. U.S. benchmarks kick off month in a downdraft. According to Mike Asbaugh, the impact on technicals is not good. What's causing it all? I don't know. You just listened to 2 hours of that. I'm not going to expound on it any more than they already have. We're going down a different direction for this hour. Yes, we will have a little bit of economic commentary, but most of it's going in a different direction. Some commentaries in general about where we as a nation stand today. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. As the day wore on, I got up early this morning. Phone calls started coming in at 6:30 this morning, my time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening, I live in Arizona, as most of you know, but at this time of the year, I'm on the Pacific time zone. Robbie is also on the Pacific time zone. And I don't know what it is about people in the New York and New Jersey area who seem to think the whole world revolves around their time clock. Very rarely will you ever get a hold of Robbie or myself at that hour of the morning. Safest thing, probably 10 o'clock Eastern time or afterwards. My home is in my office. I can't shut the ringer off. You know, bingo, wakes you up. Lousy way to wake up. Got up, took care of some business, took off for a couple hours, get some service done in a car, do some other stuff, get back here, and I've been on the phones ever since. So throughout the course of the day, I continued to update headlines at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com, including those which I'm just going to give you a brief overview of right now, about an hour and a half ago. Article entitled, Another Reason to Buy Gold, because the franc is losing safety status. You're seeing gold become increasingly credible as that safe haven, said David Rodriguez, quantitative strategist at Daily FX in New York. He says it's defied broader market deleveraging, which is pretty surprising. Given what we've seen with difficulties in fiat currency, I don't see it going away anytime too soon, meaning gold. A second headline, gold may top 6,000, silver 600, according to an asset manager. Prediction is based upon analysis on the last major gold boom of the 1970s, during which gold prices rose from $35 an ounce to $850 an ounce. In the current bull run, prices would be pushed upwards by a protracted period of global economic difficulty, potentially lasting years, during which investors would continue to search for so-called safe havens. Headline number, by the way, two of these headlines came from, believe it or not, CNBC.com. And here's the shocking one. It's not shocking to myself. It's certainly not shocking to those of you who have been continued listeners to this network. But it's shocking to those who maybe awoke this morning and saw this. Real unemployment rate rose in August to 16.2%, 26 million people. Briefly, the article says the real unemployment rate actually rose in August, according to the Department of Labor, belying the fact that the official unemployment rate, 9.1%, remained flat while the economy did not create any new jobs on net last month. So you see, even the Department of Labor is countering the misinformation that emanates from the orifices at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Another headline posted late last night, September Fed policy. Will there be $2,000 gold and $45 silver? The fact that the U.S. and European economies are down in the dumps is obvious enough, but almost 3 years after the collapse of Lehman Brothers, and a massive dosage of stimulus packages, debate still prevails as to whether the global economy is on its path to recovery or is likely to sink into another recession. Having said that, more than one indicator point to the latter scenario. You know, I was talking to Tommy in Chicago today. Tom called in on Robbie's show, and I actually had him earmarked to call for some other reasons today. And I called him and kind of teased him about being a celebrity on the radio now. Ha, ha, ha. Hi, Tommy. And we had some interesting conversations about a wide range of things, including one of the big muckety-mucks who's, you know, a member of the Obama administration, talking about how all the signs point to the economy is gaining strength every single day. It's like, what planet do you people live on? Where in the living heck do you people come from? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. They don't get it. I can't think of the gal's name. Wasserman. Wasserman Schultz. Hey, the economy's getting better. Well, sure, in her pocketbook it probably is. But then the rest of us, our name is not Wasserman or Schultz or Goldstein or Goldfarb or Silverstein or Greenbach or anything else. And so the economy ain't necessarily getting better for most Americans out there. Think about that situation. So those are some of the headlines we've got posted at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com this evening. A couple of great jazz clips. Sonny Rollins and Don Cherry is a great, great piece. Some Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock. Great cartoon, which is the old Moby Dick routine. And a little bit of Oscar Peterson shortly before he passed on and left this world for seemingly a better place. Over the years, in the publication of FederalObserver.com, which is now 10-plus years of age, I have been privileged to be introduced to a wide range of marvelous writers, people of concern, people with tremendous hearts, tremendous conviction as to what they believe in and the reasons they believe in it. Some years ago, and I'd have to go back in the archives to determine how this guy found me, but he began to write. He's just an average guy. I can't call him an average Joe. His name is Neil. Neil Ross, who, you know, for a guy who's never been trained as a writer, who's not a professional writer, he submits more work to me at Federal Observer, and once in a while, I just can't post it all. Part of it's time-sensitive issues. And it's not uncommon for me to post two or three columns a week by Neil. Last week before leaving on my fishing trip, Neil sent me a piece that he wanted my opinion on. And because it was unfortunately came in the night before I left, and I had a lot of stuff to do before I could leave and then get everything done to pick up the kid and the granddaughter and do all this stuff, I never got back to it. Well, I got to be honest with you. Each writer who may ask for someone's input and opinion has to remember that I'm not in their head at the moment in time they're writing. I'm not privy to what the thought process is that has brought specific comments and lines together. I had every intent of looking it over, but I did not, and I'm glad I did not, because Neil Ross, although we published two of his pieces last night, one is called Let's Talk Illusion and Delusion. It's down about halfway on the front page of tonight's Federal Observer. But the one that really struck me, I'm going to share with you. And why? Because it's food for thought. I don't want to just come on the air and, quote, offer something for sale. I mean, it's what I do. It's why I was brought back to the network to represent Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who are interested in all things precious metal, Robbie and I are here to serve your needs within reason. And I'm going to kind of drag a little bit because we've got to go to a break here in about 3 minutes, and I don't want to start this. So we'll kind of get to it in a few minutes. But while we're here, while we're trying to, quote, kill the time, and then we'll get started with it, I look at some of the other headlines. Somebody sent me a picture this morning along with an article called In Labor Day Speech, Obama Pledges Support for Unions. Perhaps some of the strongest words of support for organized labor, Obama on Monday told a riverfront crowd of thousands in Detroit that as long as I'm in the White House, I'm going to stand up for collective bargaining. Well, there was a photograph that came along with that image or that article. And it was a picture of I would say somewhat youngish, maybe 30s, maybe 20s, black gal with her arms around Obama and just squeezing the living daylights out of hugging him. Well, the second I saw that picture, I instantly remembered Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And so I went in the archives and dug that picture out, and I kind of blended the two pictures together side by side. And, well, I'm not suggesting that Obama's having hanky-panky, but frankly, I wouldn't want to go home to her every night. And not that if I'd been Bill Clinton, I would want to go home to Hillary every night either. I mean, Monica's now, what, 35? She's actually a pretty pleasant-looking gal. But then I think she always was kind of cute. But that's another story, oy vey. But if you're interested in seeing the two pictures side by side, I've entitled it, I Did Not Have Sex With. You can figure out the rest of it on your own. Take a look at the pictures. You'll get the humor and get a little bit of laughter out of the deal. Rick Biaseta's latest piece called Speak to the Hand. A strange title, but you'll understand it if you read his column, once again, at federalobserver.com. And, of course, our daily No Stinkin' Amnesty. Some of the headlines on the amnesty lie. Latino groups claim that Aslan war is in the next 5 years. Phoenix-based Nuestros Reconquistos claims that there will be a war very similar to the Civil War fought in the next 5 years. La Raza and Meja have already talked to Latinos in Phoenix and explained that Latinos need to arm themselves for a war. Interesting. Rick Perry, presidential wannabe, candidate, runner, whatever you want to call him, has been referred to as an honorary Mexican. He is selling out America for Hispanic votes. Anyway, we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be back and we'll get it on. Stay with us.
Just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that comes with a happy tune as your step? Life can be so divine right up the sunny.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you will turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear my life a wreck. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking.
Sarah Vaughan, what an instrument. And that's what her voice was, an instrument. Welcome back to a Tuesday installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. A few continuing comments before I get to Neil Ross's piece, and there's a reason for it. I really don't want to interrupt it. It's too important to have the interruption of the commercial moments at the bottom of the hour. Share with you a few more of the headlines that I refer to each day as the No Stinking Amnesty headlines. As you may recall, I will soon have a new website that will gear itself strictly to this issue, nostinkingamnesty.com. It's not up and running yet, but it's something we're working on. So you got the Latino group claiming that there will be a war in this country in the next 5 years, telling their people, as it were, to arm themselves and be prepared for this war. We talked about Governor Perry, the honorary Mexican. Sheriff Joe's men are on the job out here in Maricopa. The sheriff's deputies raided two Valley restaurants last Friday, arrested seven suspected illegal aliens for identity theft. Now we go back to another headline regarding our boy Ricky Perry. The Rhino, Republican in name only, Perry has told New Hampshire no to the border fence. No, I do not support a fence on the border. The fact is it's 1,200 miles from Brownsville to El Paso. Two things. How long do you think it'll take to build that? Well, I don't know what the second thing is. You'll have to get into the article and read it. Why are some more illegal than others? The police will knock on your door and arrest you for a minor old violation of the law, but they won't dare arrest an illegal alien who flagrantly testifies before the legislature and holds press conferences. It's an interesting one to read. And finally, the so-called dreamers show how they really feel about this country. You know, for over the past couple of years, we've heard left-wing politicians and illegal alien advocacy groups refer to young illegal aliens as dreamers, a reference to the often-failed DREAM Act, which would provide amnesty to illegal aliens who wish to attend college in the United States. And we're told by Democrats it would not be fair to deport those illegal aliens because, well, when you get into it, you find out most of them have nothing but disdain for this country, and yet they expect we, the American public, to continue to fund their education and their creation of more babies. I got a headline that just came in shortly after the program began that was quite interesting. I don't know if I can find it, but apparently, where is it? Kim Dvorak, a pregnant illegal immigrant who applied for free medical treatment and was denied because she resides illegally in America, has sued the state of Nebraska. Age 33, lives with her husband, tried to receive medical assistance from the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services for her unborn child. But you see, Nebraska stood up and said, sorry, you are illegal. You don't get nothing. She's going to sue, and the ACLU will probably jump right in there, and wouldn't surprise me if, well, it'll go her way, because that seems to be the political. Interesting. Tried to access the webpage for the Latino War and got the access denied. Well, we're going to have to take a look at that. Thanks, Neil. These are the kind of headlines and things we deal with each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. It gets very, very frustrating. Extremely frustrating. We continue to fight this whole mentality, and I certainly will be covering it more and more and more. Each person comes in here and has a wide range of things that they specialize in, that they work in, and areas that we have. That's the top one. Okay, good. It might be a real simple reason for it, Neil. We'll see if we can resolve it very quickly. Nope, that means it disappeared. Very, very interesting. We've got a link that is broken and or disappeared. Let's see what we can come up with. Well, I don't know. I read a report here just a short while ago that apparently Mitt Romney may have shot himself in the foot with his promises that, oh, I can provide 11 million, I can provide 11.5 million jobs my first year in office. Well, obviously, that's pure political rhetoric, my friends. Pure political. Woo, that article has been taken down. Wow. How interesting. That's the article I just talked about with the one talking about the threats about war. Somebody has ordered the publications to pull this down. This is very interesting. Very interesting. So we're going to have to make some changes on that sucker. Guess I'm going to have to pull it down, period. Well, we don't worry about these things. Minor issues in the overall scheme of things, my friends. We're going to go to a break here in just a couple seconds. When we come back, I will finally share with you what I promised to share with you, which will be Neil Ross's column. I hope you'll stay with us because I think you're going to find it an interesting one. It's, as with much that Neil does, it's well worth it. Stand by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, my friends. It's interesting. I was just talking about this article having been stripped from the internet, and I can only suspect that it has been ordered removed. Granny must have missed part of the conversation. She just sent over the link with the same article, but if you click on it, the link is dead. It's basically been removed. Very, very interesting. Are they afraid of inciting riots? Well, gee, what does Jimmy Hoffa Jr. do? What does Obama do? Maxine Waters, the Congressional Black Caucus, better known as the CBC. We'll get into that subject matter later in the week once again, because they're continuing to promulgate it. These are amongst the days that I wish I was controlling my own music, because I certainly would have opened this segment with a little bit of Grateful Dead. Not my particular kind of music, but certainly it makes a point. What a long, strange trip it's been, begins Neil Ross. Sorry to borrow from the Grateful Dead for my title, but nothing more aptly describes the course my life has taken up to this point in time. If you could go back in time and see me 30 years ago, you would never have guessed that I would be where I am today, doing what I am doing, and having the political views that I currently do. Nonetheless, be it due to destiny or a series of life-altering events, here I am. Although my favorite founding father is most likely Thomas Jefferson, Ross continues, I liken myself more to Samuel Adams, a scribbler of political rants, a brawler of sorts who seeks to inflame the hearts and minds of those who read the things written. I believe, as did our founders, that our nation and its constitution is worth defending at all costs, from enemies both foreign and domestic. I take the stance of Edward Abbey, who said, a patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. Sam Adams once said, the liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution are worth defending at all hazards, and it is our duty to defend them against all attacks. Note carefully that Adams says it is our duty to defend these things, not a choice. And yet Sam Adams once said something else that bears considering. Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt. When I write, I try to look at the big picture, not just one aspect. I feel that too many people develop a case of tunnel vision, focusing all their energies upon electing men and women worthy of holding the sacred trust of managing the affairs of a nation. People tend to get upset when I cast doubt upon or question their belief that our system can and is worth saving. Once again, I find that Sam Adams was right when he said, mankind are governed more by their feelings than by reason. You see, there is one fatal flaw in the thinking of people who are members of the so-called Tea Party or supporters of even Ron Paul. That they are still placing all of their hopes and dreams upon a system comprised of men to solve all of their problems. The attention is focused too narrowly, and they miss the big picture. Say you're in a room filled with people. Your perspective is merely four walls and a bunch of people. Now, if you were to go outside onto a busy city street, you would see much more of what is going on around you. To take my scenario further, if you were to go up into a high-rise building, you could see much of the action going on in the city. If you were to take a flight in an airplane, your view would include even more. Now, the reason I give you this scenario is that God has a much wider perspective upon the goings-on in the world than we could ever hope to have. Do we not read in Psalms 146, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help? In Psalms 44, we read, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. People are too focused on finding a candidate who is the right character to solve our nation's problems, and yet they are still looking to a single man to work within a system that is corrupt in order to do this. Can't you see that if the hearts and minds of the people of this country were all in the right place, we wouldn't be having the problems we have in the first place? Proverbs 3, we read, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That is all we have to do. Trust in the Lord, Neil tells us, and stop looking to our own understanding, and everything else would just simply fall into place. I've said it before, but I'll say it again until it sinks in. I constantly see stickers on people's vehicles which say, God bless America. Would God, who asks that we obey his laws, bless a nation such as ours when it is filled with evil and perversion? I have been told that I am not God and that I should not judge. While that is true, Romans 12 states, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Abhor means to disapprove or reject something very strongly, just as our founders felt that it was our duty to defend the liberties of our country and the freedom of our civil constitution. As Christians, we should not tolerate things that in the Lord's eyes are abominations. In this era of political correctness, we are told to stifle such things, keep our hateful thoughts to ourselves. I ask of you, whose laws and desires should you obey? God's or those of men? It is my belief, as well as those of others, that this nation is beginning to experience the Lord's wrath poured out against us. Witness the numerous natural disasters and severe weather conditions. Oh, some blame these events upon cyclical weather patterns such as El Nino, while others look to more ominous causes such as HARP. As the hymn goes, the Lord works in mysterious ways. And are we so naive to believe that he may not be punishing our nation for its sins? The book of Revelation is filled with prophecies concerning the end times. In Revelation 9 we read, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. As things get worse, and they will, people are going to continually look to men and to science to both explain and save them from these upcoming occurrences when they should be looking within to God for their salvation. As Neil's good friend Jim Suisau so gently reminded him after his last article, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15. And so Neil says he will continue to write to explain things from his perspective, even if it means he alienates a good many people. However, I fear not what may become of me, for as we read in Mark chapter 13, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Published this date on the federalobserver.com, Neil Ross. I don't often step into commentary about things of a spiritual nature, but what Neil talks about is common sense. We in this nation today are looking to the Republicans to deliver us from the evils of the Obama administration. And, of course, the people of this nation look to Obama to deliver us from the evils of the Bush administration and the Clinton administration before him, and it goes on and on and on. There has not been an administration in my lifetime that has maintained a degree of integrity or honestly. Each and every one of them, in their own way, is a usurper. Just as the 535-odd elected idiots, or whatever the number happens to be, sitting in the U.S. Capitol building, part in the Senate, part in the House of Representatives, they have usurped their responsibility to this nation. Just as the character who resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The only difference is we actually can make a difference as to who gets sent to Congress and to the Senate. But we keep sending the same people over and over and over again. Because we put man up on a pedestal. We expect man to deliver us from evil. The only thing man can deliver to you is the mail every day. Or milk. You get my drift? If a nation expects to be delivered, the nation has a responsibility as individuals to get up off of their assets and do their job. There's not a Republican or rhino running against Obama that I wouldn't want to sit down and have a beer with a single one of them. Oh, Michelle Bachmann has proven that she's very adept at choking down a foot-long hot dog on a stick, although I've got a picture of Rick Perry doing much the same thing. I don't want Perry could not deliver us because Perry is just as evil as what is there. He has sold out the people of Texas. Oh, some of you are going to say, oh, no, Governor Rick, he going to deliver us, yeah? You put your faith in him, he'll deliver you all right. You bought the hope and change thing once before. So thanks to Neil Ross, and Neil, thanks for allowing me to the privilege of sharing your words. I hope I've done them just one little iota of honor to your meaning. My friends, we reach near the end of this hour. A little bit of business we got to take care of. Back in July, the last time we offered the Dutch 10 guilders, the Queen Wilhelmina's, spot gold was at about $1,500 and some odd an ounce, $1,585. Right now, gold stands in the approximately $300 higher per ounce than that. We're talking July. Not even 2 months, and gold is up approximately $300. And we've not offered a gold offering for quite some time. It's been well over a month because everyone's been concentrating on silver. I have been concentrating on silver. It's where we're going to make some money. Nothing wrong with making money. There's greed for want and greed for need, and right now we got to fill the coffers of the need. So we've offered some Netherlands, 10 guilders, exquisite coins, queens, uncirculated specimens. In this week's Chapman special, offer number 752, we're offering these coins. If you're talking about buying anywhere from 1 to 9 coins, you're talking $416 a coin. But if you take advantage of the 10-coin package today, for $412, that's $4,120 for the 10-coin pack. I'll make sure you get a subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. Maybe you're coming due for renewal. I'll make sure you get it, okay? Drops the price to $412 a coin from $416. You drop the 20-coin package, drops to $408 at $8,160. And for somebody who's got $40,000 just sitting in the bank, they don't know what to do with it because it's tied up with certificates of depreciation. Pick up the 100-coin package, $40,000. I'll deliver it to you. That's $400 a coin. That's a $16 per ounce or per coin savings. Matter of fact, by the time you tabulate it out, 16 times 5, you're saving roughly $80 an ounce picking up that 100-coin package if you're so positioned. Take advantage of it. Give us a call tonight at 1-800-691-7898. Tomorrow, things could change. By the way, before I forget it, I've got an offer for one lucky buyer. They're also Netherlands gold pieces. These were minted in 1927 and 28. I've got exactly 32 Netherland trade ducats. I had a few of these last month. They sold out almost immediately. They're going to sell for $237 each. Each one of these is slightly heavier than a 1/10 ounce American Eagle. Get the whole package for $7,600. If you're interested in these, give me a call. 1-800-691-7898. Hit number one when you get the voicemail. I'm the only one that even knows these things exist. $7,600, I'll put the whole package in your hand. It's a very, very worthwhile. To buy the same amount of weight in the American Eagle costs you actually more money. It's a great buy. But we've only got 32 coins, first come, first serve on that. Best off, even send me an email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Let me know you want it. We'll respond on all of this stuff. Stay with us. We'll be back with some closing comments.
Nothing I can do, or nothing I can say.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
To know each cloud contains a pen is from heaven.
What a pleasant way to end the hour.
You'll find your
listening to Renee Olmsted. And it's been my privilege to have the lovely Alice on the board with me tonight. Haven't been with her for a couple weeks. I'm glad to have her here. We will be joined tomorrow during this hour. Hello, Kay. Roger Sales will be joining us again tomorrow for Wednesday night evening. Wednesdays with Roger returns tomorrow night. Hope you'll certainly join us, talking about a wide range of things, I'm sure. We've not even discussed. You know why? I don't set the game plan. I leave it up to Raj to do it, so we'll see what's happening. Anyway, if we can help you with any of these offers, whether it's this week's Chapman offering, if one of you out there wants to take advantage of the Netherland trade ducats, I've got exactly 32 pieces. Give me a call if you're interested in those. They're a great, great piece. For those of you who like small coins, slightly bigger than a 10th ounce American Gold Eagle, actually selling for about the same money as an American Gold Eagle 10th ounce. So you're getting a little bit more gold for the same money. Give us a call, 602- I can't do that. 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898. I'm the only one that knows about the small trade ducats, so you will have to get a hold of me on that. You can get a hold of either Robbie or myself on this week's Chapman special. We are still more than willing to discuss with you trading silver or gold for silver if you're interested in doing that. Yeah, I believe gold is good, or silver is going to be the place to be. I like gold for the security factor, the portability factor. Right now, I want some silver for the growth factor. So if we can be of help, give us a holler on that. We'll be glad to work something out for you. We'll have something up on the site a little bit later in the week regarding that issue as well. Thanks to Neil Ross for making my program And I know some of you get real wiggy with the whole theological aspect of things, but for the rest of you and the rest of us, it's something that there is an understanding of, and it allows you to kind of look inwardly. If you'd like to read Neil Ross's commentary for yourself, which I would strongly urge you do, please go to federalobserver.com and scroll down on the front page to the column entitled, What a Long, Strange Trip It's Been. And if you truly want to learn more about Neil and his feelings and his beliefs, Neil is the common guy that's speaking for all of us. This is the way most of us feel. We're tired of talking to people that think we're idiots. Neil's writing, I think, gives you some marvelous guidance. So when you get to federalobserver.com, go into the search engine. Do a search for Neil Ross. It'll come up with every column that's been posted in this incarnation. And if you want to read further, you send me an email. And I will make sure you get a link that'll take you to all the rest of Neil's archives in the former incarnation of the Federal Observer. That brings us pretty close. So give us a call if we can be of help. You know how to find us on email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. I'll do my best to answer your questions. Thanks for all of you for allowing me to share my time with you, but most importantly, I thank you for sharing your valuable time with me. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology, I'm out of here.
That suit my taste and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has, and I got you.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.